It's test week for the Springboks, and scrum coach Don Heumann has noted some big differences between the Barbarians, who they beat 54-7 on Saturday, and Italy, who they face this week. Now, he says they've been keeping an eye on Azzurri, who beat Namibia 73-6 in their warm-up match on Saturday. Now, although the level of Namibia's competition was not convincing, Heumann believes there's enough takeaways to prepare against the Italians.
Definitely, there is a learning, because most probably, I would say 80% of those players we will be facing this week. What I can tell you is they got 4 penalties out of the game. They got a penalty try out of the game. And I know the guys are playing, especially in the front row for Namibia. There's some experienced guys there. I think there's some of those guys that had already been in 3 World Cups. Even though they concede 1 penalty, it's still a proper side. And obviously,
now, the Boks will be without lock Jean Clayne as they travel to Johannesburg, who's been ruled out of the squad after sustaining an injury during the team's win against the Barbas, and returns to his club Munster for recovery. And then the Junior Sharks got their under-16 Grand Coma week off to a massive start. The youngsters earned a 44-35 win against the Golden Lions. Over to some cricket now. Vian Mulder knocked an unbeaten century to lead the Proteas to a commanding 185 for 5 wickets, an overall lead of 352 at lunch on day 3 of the first test against Zimbabwe. Mulder struck 147 off 206 in the Proteas second innings before Zimbabwe's Wesley Madivere bowled him to Caetano. At the start of play today, Zimbabwe's pacer Tanaka Chivanga claimed the first wicket of the day after South Africa resumed on 49 for 1. He had Tony DeZorzi caught by Sean Williams at second slip for 31 after building a solid 63 partnership with Mulder. Now, South Africa are 369 all out, setting up a target of 522 for Zimbabwe. The score there, a 15 without loss. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.